Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's 8:11. The tops of the buildings are enveloped by rain clouds today.
Raindrops, so many raindrops, it feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes.
Thought we'd give D. Clark a spin this morning here. Let's go to Dean Richards at Channel 9 for entertainment news. And Freddie Mercury, Prince, they live on today, don't they?
They do. You know, we've been enjoying all these live streams that are going to be taking place. And a couple of pretty big ones are going to be happening over the weekend. Tonight on YouTube, the Purple Rain concert with Prince will be taking place. It's from 1985. It's going to start tonight on his YouTube channel, on the Prince YouTube channel, but it's going to play all weekend long. So for 3 days, you'll be able to watch the concert. Actually, this is starting tomorrow night. They're asking for donations to the World Health Organization's COVID-19 relief fund. So that's one thing you can do. But another concert that is from back in the day, which is an amazing concert, is the 1992 Freddie Mercury tribute concert. Originally, it was for AIDS awareness, but now it's going to be for the World Health Organization and COVID-19 relief funds. But this was the concert that they put on just a few months after Freddie Mercury passed away, and it includes the surviving members of Queen. It includes George Michael, Elton John, Axl Rose, Roger Daltrey, Robert Plant, David Bowie. It's an all-star show. Liza Minnelli was part of the show as well, but it was an amazing show that took place at Wembley Stadium in London back in the day. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock Chicago time, they're going to live stream it on Queen's YouTube page. And then that's going to be available for 48 hours. You can watch it pretty much any time over the weekend.
Did you say that was from 92?
1992, correct.
That'll be good. It was very sad to hear about Melissa Etheridge and her son. Do we have any details on that?
Yeah, this is just a horrible story that broke last night. Melissa Etheridge tweeting the message that she had become one of those families affected by the opioid epidemic in America. She said, "Today I joined hundreds of thousands of families who have lost loved ones to opioid addiction." She was talking about the death of her son, Beckett. Beckett Cipher was his name, 21 years old, and he died of an apparent opioid overdose. That really, the only details that we have about cause of death is that right now. He was the son of Melissa Etheridge and her former partner, Julie Cipher. You may remember that the pair had two children conceived using artificial insemination, and then later it was revealed that the donation for the artificial insemination came from musician David Crosby. So lots of people of note involved in this, but the tragedy of, number one, losing a son. Number two, he only 21 years old. And in a statement last night, Melissa Etheridge talked a little bit more about what he had gone through, Beckett, saying that, you know, we struggled with what else we could have done to save him. She said, in the end, all we know is that he is out of pain. She talks about the suffering that other families go through who have family members who are opioid addicted, and ends it by saying, "I will sing again. It has always healed me." So a terrible time for their family.
Sad story. And no surprise, more cancellations today. What's the latest?
The latest on our cancellation hit parade is Dear Evan Hansen, which was here in Chicago last year and was so good. I hope you had a chance to see it when it was here. It was supposed to come back this July, running July through September at the CIBC Theater on Monroe Street downtown. That was officially canceled yesterday. So if you purchased tickets in advance for that, and I know a lot of people did because they weren't able to go see the run when it was here last year, you go back to your point of purchase and you'll be able to get a refund for those tickets. But also canceled yesterday is another full season of music following the lead of Ravinia that we told you about last week. Aurora's River Edge Park has canceled their season of music. This is very much a Ravinia-like venue out in the western suburbs, right out in the Aurora area, right along the beautiful Fox River. And unfortunately, there will be no music there this year. They had a pretty good schedule of performers lined up for this year. They say that they are in the process of rescheduling everybody who was supposed to be here this year for next year. So hopefully things will be a little bit back to normal and we'll be able to have outdoor concerts again at some point.
Hopefully. Continuing with Dean Richards' entertainment report, and Dean doesn't just cover births, he also covers divorces, and there's an ugly one, isn't there?
It sure sounds like it's going to be a nasty one, and it's, you know, I still think of little Mary-Kate Olsen as being a little girl. Of course, she is in her 20s right now. She married a 50-year-old man by the name of Pierre-Olivier Sarkozy 5 years ago. And yesterday she made a claim in court that she has basically been kicked out of their house. She says that her husband is giving her less than a week to move out of their apartment in New York. And she said that the lease had been terminated without her knowledge because of the pandemic and the state lockdown in California. They are not able, she is not able to get another place to live right now. So she filed an emergency order for a divorce process. This was one of the processes which were on hold right now because there's limited availability to the courts because of the pandemic. But she filed an emergency divorce process to delay this so she can stay in the apartment at least until the end of the month, or at least for another 30 days, and you know, to try to figure this all out. But a divorce is definitely on the way with all this, and the fact that you know, that your lease of your apartment is terminated without your knowledge indicates to trained observers that there may be trouble going on here.
Yeah, you think? We were talking to Karen Conner yesterday, and she mentioned that the divorce lawyers are busy right now. This quarantine has not been good for some couples.
Yeah, I've been reading about that as well. And just people in general are on edge. If you don't believe me, just take a look at my Twitter account. Everybody is on edge.
Is that right?
All with right, every I'll, single thing that you say or do on there.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's good reading.
I know there's another concert you wanted to tell us about.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other concerts that are going on. And the other one is the concert with BTS. Bob, I know you love the Korean boy band BTS. I know you're in the army, as they call them, the BTS army, and you can't get enough. I remember how crushed you were when you heard that their Soldier Field concert was canceled because of COVID-19.
And no, that was the Bay City Rollers show. I was upset about. Yeah,
that was BCSR. This BTS group, though, is putting on something that they're calling the Bang Bang Con Live Concert. They're going to do a live 90-minute show on June 14th. It'll be 6 p.m. in Seoul, South Korea, 4 a.m. in Chicago when this takes place. It's a pay-per-view event, but it's going to be a live BTS concert. Maybe your kids, maybe your grandkids are fans, and this is definitely something that they're going to want to watch at 4 o'clock in the morning on June the 14th.
Yeah, why not? What's Bill Murray doing now? I didn't see Jimmy Kimmel live. Was he a guest last night?
He was a guest last night, but, you know, and everybody's in their own homes. Bill Murray taking it a step further by doing the interview in a bathtub filled with water. And as the interview was going on, he was putting bubble bath in the bathtub, trying to get a good froth of bubbles on top of it. But it's classic Bill Murray. It's so weird. But interesting. He's you know, talking about missing baseball. We all know what a huge Cubs fan he is. Talked about Michael Jordan, you know, being part of the Bulls run and being there. He talked about being in Space Jam. That he said that he's the forgotten one in Space Jam, the movie that Michael Jordan did. But yeah, it was a fun interview, and I can't really say that, as far as I know, that I've ever interviewed anyone while they were in a hot tub of water.
Well, wait, there's time. We're going to be in the pandemic for a while, so you never know.
Let's hope. Maybe this Sunday.
Yeah.
See if I can get one of my guests to take a bath while I'm talking to them.
Dean Richards, WGN-TV and WGN Radio. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
All right.